The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Because y'all got beat so bad, there's more stories about your job. You can quit. You can walk away.
I will never quit as the head football coach of the Houston Texans. Ever.
Why do you think these things happened in the last year, the year before? Why do you think these things?
No idea. No idea. Why do you think they happen? Well, I neither do I.
How much is there speculation, that sort of thing, about how you feel or doesn't?
I mean, all I'm worried about is this team, Mark. All I'm worried about is this team and this coaching staff. That's really all I really care about.
Does it make your job harder when the stuff keeps swirling around?
Not really. You know, I'm in there grinding, watching tape. You know, I've got to come in here and answer the questions. And like I said, I'll never resign as the head football coach of the Houston Texans. So, you know, that's basically where that's at. And I don't know where I didn't even read the story, was told about it a little bit. So I'm not sure where they come from. I think probably the best thing to do would be to ask the person who wrote it. Wouldn't that be the smartest thing to do? To ask the person who wrote it where they get their info.
Source.
Well, why don't you know, what is a source? You know, well, what is your source? You know, it's, I don't know where those things come from.
Talk about the relationship with Rick before. How is that right now?
Good relationship.
Does it bother you that you have to come in here and keep answering these questions?
No. I mean, this is part of my job to do this. You know, I don't see it any other way. I, you know, part of my job is to come in here. I think it's 5 days a week and talk to you guys.
Last week, you definitely want to be back. You still want to be back.
Like I said, I will never resign as the head football coach of the Houston Texans.
Or would you like to be back?
Like I said, you asked me, it's going back to your first question. You said, like, you could quit. Not a quitter. I was raised in a family that believed in family, faith, education, and never quit. So I never will.
Bill, how hopeful are you that as the season plays out, you'll get an extension to be here?
That's up to Bob. That's not up to me, Mark.
All right. Well, that was interesting. A lot more interesting than the damn game was. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in
Monday.
The history of the known universe. Yeah, it's Monday.
The Blitz is on for a birthday show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, bring in the strippers.
The strippers?
Where are you at, Juggalo Trey? Come on.
Oh, God, no.
Get in here.
Thanks.
I just
threw up in my mouth a little bit. Appreciate that. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with the zero in the snow portion. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show.
What are you doing over there?
I'm pulling out my stuff for my first ad read.
That's not organized.
I know it's not organized. What, it fell out of my case.
What is that magazine?
It's got
pelican on it?
It's some outdoor stuff that we might use on the website.
Ugh.
No, it fell out of my bag in my trunk, so I was going through to get my live read stuff, and now I'm going to reorganize it on break.
Okay.
But we didn't really have time.
You look like a homeless guy came in here to set up. You've got some booze over there on one side
of
you.
Well, yeah, but that's you guys brought me that for my birthday.
A bunch of crumbled up papers on the other side. It's like, what's going on here?
It's like a homeless guy.
Well, happy.
You have to be homeless to watch the damn Texans.
Or
something. Or drunk.
Well, I watched them. It didn't feel good, I'll tell you that. It was not a good feeling. Not only did I watch them, I had a really good betting weekend, especially on the NFL. I struggled on college football. I had a really good NFL weekend, though. I lost one game, and I played the damn Houston Texans plus 10.5. I hardly ever bet on the Texans, and I was like, man, it's just too many points. The Jags have literally... I mean, Marquise Lee was their only healthy skill player.
Yeah, and he snapped early.
And he got hurt in the first quarter. It's like, oh.
And then they're getting guys who are living in their cars out there.
I mean, you're talking about guys that I knew they were in the NFL. Well, I knew they played football because I remember their names from college. Yeah. But I didn't know they were on the Jaguars. I didn't know they were playing in the NFL even. If you'd asked, like, gun to head, you said, is this guy in the NFL or not? There were at least two guys on the Jaguars yesterday that I said, oh, I mean, I just didn't know. And those guys just dominated. And the Texans were just, they were garbage. You know, I hear Bill O'Brien talking. I think maybe Bill O'Brien should get fired. He's lying about his relationship with Rick Smith. You can tell, I mean, that those guys aren't on the same page. And I'm not saying that Rick Smith shouldn't be fired, because he probably should be too. But yesterday was, and I feel stupid for saying last week that the Texans are still giving max effort every week, because yesterday was clearly not max effort. Clearly.
Yeah, there are still guys doing it, like Bernardrick McKinney hustling down there to stop that touchdown. There's one or two guys that are still playing hard.
Yeah.
But
there ain't enough.
I got to tell you, and by the way, thank you for the beer. Appreciate it, man. That will get good use.
Of course it will.
But this game was so bad that I had my story written by halftime. Because the game was over, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And so the second half, I'm sitting there going,
I'd already figured out life without that money in my gambling account.
Oh man, that was the only thing that went well. Well, it's not the only thing that went well. I had finally had a really good betting weekend, and it all came down to I had San Francisco -1.5, and that field goal.
Oh, that's nice.
I got there by the hook, and I was just like, yes, that made my weekend. And so 4-1, which. The only game I missed was the Thursday night game with the Colts, and I still felt like I was on the right side of that. Just didn't play out that way. But so I'm sitting there in the second half going, you know, I really should write something else because my story's already done.
Yeah.
So I decided to do the worst five losses of the Bill O'Brien era. That one wound up ranking number 3.
Okay. So that Falcons loss, is that number one? That's got to be number
That's
one.
Number two.
Number two. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But, well, okay, here you are. Number 5. Last year, Patriots 27, Texans nothing. When they went up there and got beat by Jacoby Brissett.
You know what made that bad? There were so many people in this town who thought this was the time.
Yep.
It was going to
happen. Finally going to beat New England.
It was going to happen. And I didn't think they'd beat them, but I thought they'd play them closer than that.
I thought they'd score a point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the Brissett game. Number 4.
They should have traded for Jacoby Brissett after that game.
Probably so. The 3 of them are from 2015. Including the Dolphins. Well, one of them is actually 2016, but no. Number 4 is the Dolphins 44, Texans 26.
That was rough.
That's a game that got Lamar Miller his big contract with the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
They were down 41-0 at the half.
Yeah.
Number 3 was
that game wasn't even as close as the final score said.
And
the final score is lopsided.
And the same thing with that Falcons game. They put up 21 fourth quarter points. They were down 42-0 in that game.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the Dolphins. They're down 41-0. The second half didn't matter. Number 3 is yesterday.
Okay.
Number 2 is Falcons 48, Texans 21. which that
another game that was the final score is closer than the game was.
Yeah, yeah. This one, the final score probably wasn't as close as it really was. Number 1, Chiefs 30, Texans nothing playoff game.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah. And especially when the
That might be the worst in all of Texans history.
Oh, God, yeah. Especially with you know, it was a meaningful game.
Yeah.
And you give up a kickoff return on the first play.
Yep.
And Brian Hoyer with 5 turnovers. So that one was number 1. But this one was top 3. And I actually had it 4th behind the Dolphins game until they gave up another late touchdown.
God, just sick.
And I'm just like, okay, yeah, that one's got to be number 3. So that's what I was reduced to yesterday.
Sorry, man.
But yeah, there's nothing to take from it. I mean, they were just bad, and maybe at this point, and O'Brien saying, "Oh, I'll never resign as coach of the Texans." Okay. But I'm kind of with you. I don't know if at this point. I mean, I was all for let him play out his contract. Give him a contract year. Let's see what he can do with Deshaun Watson. But I just think that, especially, what the hell's happened to this defense? They can't cover anybody.
Yeah. Well,
and they're and they're badly out schemed.
If they fire Bill O'Brien, they might as well fire Mike Vrabel at the same time.
Well, they need to. I mean, frankly, I think that's he needs to go.
I think you can point at both of those guys, and I don't care. I mean, because what was good? The offense? No. The defense? No. Nobody's good, and it's real. I don't know. Neutral field. I would take the Texans over the Browns. But I don't know if there's another team that I would take neutral field if I would take the Texans over them right now.
There are some teams playing bad football.
Oh, I know.
Them. I know. That, and that's the thing.
But they're not playing Texans bad.
No. No. Well,
you really, got one?
No, I would say the last six quarters, they have been worse than the Browns.
That you could argue that, yeah.
And the Browns at least had a little fight in them.
Yeah.
Not much, but a little. Black Spotted Zebra asking, weren't the Dolphins and Falcons blowouts back-to-back? No, they were actually, like, I think...
There was a few weeks apart.
Yeah, they were like 2 or 3 weeks apart.
But that was all part of the masterful, just the meltdown of that season. I mean...
And then they somehow pulled it together and made the playoffs and then get blown out by the Chiefs.
Yeah. It's like, oh, things are good, things are really bad, we're going to hang on just enough to get our asses kicked in the playoffs. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. But, so that was my day yesterday, was being productive and writing two stories. We had four stories
on
Sports Map, and people read them. We had a ton of traffic yesterday. But, it was so bad because, I honestly, there was nothing else to write after halftime.
Yeah.
I mean, the game was over.
You could have wrote about Jadeveon Clowney's postgame comments about Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, listen. I don't totally disagree with you. I think Blake Bortles is kind of trash, and that's not the time to say it out loud.
Not when he just went out and beat your ass and played really well.
If he's trash and he just clowned your whole team, what does that make you guys?
Yeah, and I'll say this, because I've been pretty critical of Bortles in the past, and I still don't trust him in the playoffs.
I don't either.
But they've done that coaching staff has done such a good job of playing to his strengths. And by running the football and then using the play action, he was really good yesterday. Now, let's be honest. It looked like he was playing 7-on-7. There was no pressure, and the receivers are open by 5 or 10 yards.
Now, here's the thing about yesterday. You didn't have any running game, really, to speak of. Fournette was out. Chris Ivory wasn't very good. TJ Yeldon was meh. I mean, they weren't running the ball well.
Except the fullback on the goal line.
Right. You're missing... You're probably your two or three best receivers after the first quarter. And Blake Bortles literally carried that team. I mean, I'm not one to give that guy credit very often. Yeah. I don't think very much of him. But the Texans made him look really good yesterday. And that's a really shameful statement.
All right. Well, you know what? If you have a Texans fan in your life and you want to make him feel better, still time to get him some Omaha steaks.
I think they got all the meat they could handle yesterday.
No, not in a good way. This is a good way. This is good meat. This is really good meat, and it's really affordable, and it makes a great gift. And if you're one of those people who have been hanging around and waiting till the last minute, it's time to stop doing that. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99 you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. That's 75% off. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Listen to everything that you get for less than $50. All right, get ready. Put this in your notebook, as Hoffman would say. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet plus, get 4 additional kielbasa sausages free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. OmahaSteaks.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. And if you haven't been by, I don't know what you're waiting for. Right now, they're open 7 days a week during the holiday hours, so you can go check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned Harley Davidson. You got plenty of time to go in there and give one a test drive. And you're going to feel welcome from the time you walk in the door until the moment you ride away. And at Republic Harley Davidson, they know you've got an option. You've got options when it comes to choosing your dealership. They're committed to making a trip to their dealership the best experience possible. I live closer to three different Harley dealerships than I do to Republic, and I still take my bike to Republic when I need it service because they treat me right. They treat my bike right. And if you need riding lessons, you want to learn to ride, you can do it the Harley-Davidson way. Give them a call today to sign up for the new rider course or the skilled rider course to take your skills to the next level. And the rider in your life definitely wants more Harley-Davidson gear for Christmas. And Republic Harley-Davidson has a massive selection of clothing, riding gear, and memorabilia. And it's the final week of Republic Harley-Davidson's Holiday Spectacular. They've got the special holiday hours ending on Saturday, December 23rd, but they're open every day until then, so stop by today. Financing's for everyone, open 7 days a week during the holidays, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. May or may not take calls today. We'll just see how we feel. Is there anything left to say about the Texans?
Maybe not the Texans, but can we maybe... can we maybe say that the Jaguars are better than we thought?
I think I agree that they are. And well, part of it, too, is I'm...
because you've been real slow to come around on it.
I have because, well, mainly because of Blake Bortles. I still think, I don't think he's trash, but they've done a good job, as I said in the last segment, of hiding his weaknesses. And, again, I don't know if I trust him in the playoffs, but defensively, they're very good. On all three levels.
Yep.
They get tons of pressure with just rushing four guys. The offensive line is very good. They run the ball well. They didn't necessarily yesterday, but and you know, the big question for me is under center. And if he can play like that, as he's played the last 2 weeks, he had a very good game against the Seahawks, which again, now you got to sort of downplay that win a little bit too after what happened to them yesterday.
Yeah, well, but not. I mean, the Rams are a pretty damn good team too.
Yeah, the Rams are scary good right now, and yeah, and that's the thing. I think you're seeing some of these teams start to peak at the right time. I do think the Jaguars will be a tough out in the playoffs, but I do think if it comes down to you need Blake Bortles to win a game for you, I'm still not convinced he can do it. But I like their team. I think they're very well balanced. They're well coached, and that's the thing. Every year, one of the reasons why you're always skeptical is because Gus Bradley was there every year.
Yeah.
Well, Doug Marrone's done a nice job with that team.
Yeah, well, Gus Bradley did a good job of putting some pieces in place on that defensive side, but he could never get the offense to work.
No.
And you see just when you've got an offense and you know all those defensive players are starting to gel at the same time, now you got a guy who can come in and do something with the offense. I don't know if maybe, it's at the end of the day, it's Gus Bradley's responsibility to hire the right guys. He didn't do it on that offensive side. But... It just goes to show that the personnel's been there.
Yeah.
And they've drafted really well.
And you're also seeing guys Jalen Ramsey showed flashes last year that he was going to be great. He's great. Dante Fowler's finally healthy. I mean, those guys they drafted are really contributing, and they spent a lot of money in free agency, and it's finally paying off. Usually when you do that, you win the offseason, you don't tend to win in the regular season. But I think the coaching change has had a lot to do with it, and they're a fun team to watch. I like these guys. I think they've, can they beat the Steelers in the playoffs? Can they beat the Patriots in the playoffs? I don't know, but I don't think it's silly.
I don't think it's silly
You watch those teams, and
the Patriots and the Steelers are both imminently beatable.
They're flawed.
Yeah,
flawed teams.
Everybody is. There's no team that you look at and go, man, I don't see how anybody can beat them. You can't say that about any team in the NFL this year, and I kind of like it that way.
Yeah. Well, if Carson Wentz were still healthy, I might say that about the Eagles. Yeah,
you'd have a discussion, but he's not.
Although Nick Foles played pretty well yesterday.
And the defense sucked.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell was going on with that.
So, but it's weird to see the Jaguars playing so well. Like, guys like Marquise Lee. Remember, Marquise Lee was basically kind of written off as like a bust.
Yeah.
And suddenly Marquise Lee is a pretty solid receiver. And, of course, right around the time he's hitting free agency, he turned into a really solid receiver. Yeah. But, hey, good for him. And good for the Jags while they've got him. You know, this is a team that I'm not willing to write off for sure.
Yeah, I think they're going to make it interesting in the AFC. And keep in mind, they have the head-to-head over the Steelers. So if the Steelers lose another,
one more game,
they're going to wind up having a bye, which makes things eminently easier. But
in their last two games, at 49ers, at Titans, both very winnable games. And the 49ers are playing better football now that they've got Jimmy Garoppolo out there. But, I mean, they're still...
I think they're both winnable games. They're also both games they could lose.
I could see it.
I don't think they're going to because they're playing pretty good football right now.
But I still think they're at worst 11-5 to finish the year. And that's a strong-ass season.
Yeah. How many times have the Texans done that? Just asking.
Okay. Well, I don't want to talk about it. If you would have told me the Texans would be six games behind the Jagwires at this point of the season, I would have gone, oh, man.
Something went wrong.
It certainly did. And, you know, if you look at the combined scores of the two Jaguars games, 74-14. I mean, they got the Jaguars owned them. They took a dump all over the Texans this year. So, but there's always next year for the Texans, right?
Yeah, well, we've been talking about next year since Watson got hurt.
By the way, next year might not be that great the way things are looking.
Well, I think it depends. I mean, it's the same problems. They're going to have to do something with the offensive line, and I think you're going to have to spend some money there. You're going to have to do something with the secondary. I think you've got to blow up that whole mess back there and start over with the exception of maybe Kareem Jackson. Kevin Johnson is just totally regressed.
You just have to stop treating Kevin Johnson like he's a good cornerback. You've got to cover him up.
Yeah.
You've got to mask him until you can move on from him
or
improve him.
Yeah, well, and again, I saw a player last year that was really, really good before he got hurt, and maybe you can get back to that. I mean, I think you need to get him back to that if you're going to be any good back there. But Jonathan Joseph can't guard anybody anymore.
He's done. You know, and I kept thinking we'd start to see the decline. This is it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened.
So you're going to have to move on from him. But they'll have money to spend, which is good. But they're going to have to spend money on the offensive line and the secondary.
Yeah.
And please find a functional backup quarterback somewhere.
That's got to be a priority.
Yeah. And
preferably one who – I'm not talking about go out and use a fifth-round pick on a backup. I'm talking about an experienced – backup quarterback who, if Watson doesn't start the season 100% healthy, or if Watson gets hurt again during the season, you actually feel like gives you a chance to win some games.
Yeah.
Because what they've been throwing out there lately is that ain't going to get it done.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And that's the other thing too. And somebody on text line says, would they be better off with a DC who runs a 4-3 as opposed to a 3-4? They need a competent defensive coordinator. Mike Vrabel's not that. And I know everybody said this guy can coach, but I sure haven't seen it. And I don't care what scheme you run because
at this point, if you run a 4-3, you are basically saying, all right, we're moving J.J. Watt inside and we're considering his days as like a dominant sack guy, like pass rush guy. They're probably behind him.
I don't know. He could play 4-3 in still. If he's close to what he was.
What do you do with Clowney and Merciless?
He plays the other end.
And Merciless is...
See, that's the problem, is that you can't really...
Like, your three best defensive players all play the same position if you're running a 4-3.
You would just have to scheme differently, which is kind of what they did. You move Watt inside for passing downs and things like that and try to get pressure up the middle. I mean, there's things they can do. But I think they need... They need significant changes on that side of the ball, both in terms of personnel and in terms of coaching.
Yeah.
And I don't know if O'Brien's going to be willing to do that and punt on the guy after a year when they've talked him up so much. And I'm sure he's great with the players. But
I'm sure they love him.
But yeah.
Results are results.
And I don't know where the hell Romeo is either. I mean, shouldn't he be there helping? Isn't he assistant head coach?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the whole thing's a mess.
The Texans they've given up less than 20 points three times this year. They won all three of those games, by the way. Cleveland, Tennessee, and Cincinnati. That was all.
And then the other win, they gave up 21.
Yeah, that was all week six and prior, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while. Well, and I mean, I'd like to sit here and say, well, the offense going three and out every time they're on the field too much. That didn't matter yesterday. They sucked from the beginning.
Yep.
Even when they were fresh.
Nobody was good yesterday.
On defense. Yeah, I'll say Hopkins was
good. Hopkins was fine, but Hopkins didn't do anything early on in the game. He had two big catches, but he wasn't the same guy he's been the last several weeks.
Yeah, but honestly, they couldn't get him the ball. I mean, that was on the offensive line in Yates early. And, I mean, he's going up against the best cover corner in the league. And he still managed to get 80 yards and the only touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, 40 of it came on one play, right?
Yeah, but still.
It just wasn't the day that we've been seeing DeAndre Hopkins have where I've been like, oh, this guy is just, he's dominating people. And granted, he shouldn't be dominating Jalen Ramsey because, you know, he's not going up against the 49ers secondary or the Titans secondary. So, I mean, I guess he had a good day, but I guess not. He didn't have a day that compared to the expectations I would have had for him.
I would have taken, if you'd told me before the game, those would have been his numbers. I'd have said, okay, I'll take that. But the reality is, that's the only positive I can even come close to finding. And that's a stretch.
He only had four catches?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have taken four catches.
Four catches, 80 yards, touchdown, yeah. I'll take that. Against that secondary?
All right.
But the reality is, it was also, let's be fair, it was a garbage touchdown because...
Well, it was already 31-0.
It was 31-0, and they came out and played prevent.
Yeah.
And then they realized, maybe we need to go ahead and score another touchdown or two just to be safe.
So they let something called Tommy Bohannon run another one in.
Yeah. What the hell?
And then they let something called Corey Grant run one in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, it just got...
It was brutal. I mean, it was just third worst loss in the Bill O'Brien era.
Yeah. So according to Fred Fowler.
According to Fred Fowler, yes. On sportsmap.com, which you can go read right now.
Yeah.
Plug.
It's Cary Grant. I was like, oh, wasn't Cary Grant a famous actor?
Or was that Hugh Grant?
I think it's Cary Grant is who I'm thinking of. He's like he did all the movies with like Audrey Hepburn and stuff like that back in the day.
Yeah, apparently he was a handsome man back then.
Yeah, good looking dude. Yeah. Arsenic and Old Lace, he did.
Mm. Yeah.
But he also runs in touchdowns for the Jags in garbage time.
Yeah.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Raising Cane's. 25 locations and counting in the Houston area. Raising Cane's, they do things the right way when it comes to food. And they're teaming up with Home Alone 2, Lost in New York this holiday as they released the 25th anniversary DVD. Stop by a Raising Cane's for always fresh, never frozen chicken and gift cards and limited edition Kevin plush puppy. It's a great gift. It's cute. It's fluffy. And 15% of the net proceeds will go to support a local pet welfare organizations because Raising Cane's does good things in every community that they're in, including Houston here. And right now, buy $25 in gift cards, you get a $5 bonus card free. The holidays never tasted so good. So go get you some of that always fresh, never frozen chicken fingers, the crinkle cut fries, the garlic Texas toast, the cane sauce that just makes everything better. Raising Cane's, they've got one love, and that's putting together fantastic chicken finger meals. They'll do it for you this holiday season. You want to serve 20, 25, 100 chicken fingers or more at a holiday party? Raising Cane's has you covered. When you walk in, you don't have to order a week in advance. They've got you covered. Raising Cane's all over the Houston area, one love.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.
Hey guys, if you want to get in on the action, there's a game tonight. Don't just watch, make money on it. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book that hooks you up for all your betting needs, NFL, college football, hockey, horse racing, and more. MyBookie has the best odds in action for players big and small. And I'll tell you, I love MyBookie. I love the mobile app. It's so easy to use. And if you want to test your luck in a casino, my bookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas style slots in the palm of your hand. They even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, guess what? My bookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call my bookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code radio, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit mybookie.ag today.
Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So I did my first experiment with Bitcoin this weekend.
How'd that go?
I don't know yet.
You bought some or what?
No.
Or you tried to buy something with it?
No, Friday night when I got home, I had a few drinks and played some horses.
Okay.
I had a few bucks left in a site that I don't use anymore.
Okay.
And then I kind of rolled that over into some college football Saturday. And so I decided, okay, I'm going to cash out. And I decided to do it with Bitcoin. So I got a Bitcoin account and cashed out. And now it's up for sale. So I'll find out how this works.
Okay.
So to me, if I wind up getting screwed, I don't really care because it's kind of found money.
Oh, okay.
And, well, it was earned money. I mean,
right. You chose the right horses.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll see. So right now I'm waiting to get actual cash for my Bitcoin.
That'd be nice.
So Jesse wants to know, can the Texans punt on Lamar Miller already? He's average at best.
I think they're probably stuck with him for one more year.
Yeah, probably so.
And it's probably for the best considering Deontay Foreman with the injury he's coming off.
He may not be back next year.
Because I would expect Alfred Blue's not going to be back next year. So you go out there, and Lamar Miller, well, yeah, he's average at best on a team where, especially on the offensive side, there ain't a lot of guys that are even average. So
yeah,
I'm Lamar Miller's way down the list of guys that I'm pointing at and going, oh, that guy's a real problem.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not good. He hadn't been good, but I don't think you can be good, especially in a game like that. Well, what's he going to do?
Right, and with that offensive line in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, you're losing by 100 points, and you got the worst offensive line in the league in front of you. You ain't going to put up big numbers.
Yeah, and I don't know. I do like the way Foreman looked better than the way Miller looked in that backfield when he was healthy, but I mean,
but he's coming off an Achilles. Yeah,
he may never be the same. Yeah. I don't know. Those injuries are, I mean, those are the worst. Especially for a guy that plays that position and has to be explosive. So, yeah, they're going to be in the market for running back. There's a lot of stuff they need. I mean, this team has a lot of flaws. There's no question. And, yeah, I don't know. Nobody can fix everything. But I would like to see three new starters on that offensive line next year.
Yep.
Minimum. Preferably four.
But, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And, man, can we – I know we'll do the rest of the league at 5 o'clock, but can we talk a little bit about that Patriots-Steelers game?
I'd love to.
Because I'd like to get your thoughts first off, and then
– Listen, my thoughts are it's a stupid, crappy rule, and I don't know why it hasn't been changed yet. But as the rule is written, they got it right.
Yeah, they did.
And it sucks. And I feel bad for the Steelers. And, of course, it went the favor of the New England Patriots of all teams.
Of course.
But that's how the rule is written. And if you've got a problem, it shouldn't be with the officials that made the call. It should be with the rule itself that the NFL has in place. So it sucks, and I hate to see a game decided that way. And it wasn't really decided that way.
Because, no,
I mean,
it wasn't.
Let's face it. The Steelers, even after that, they had some chances, and they let them get away.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about that because that was maybe the dumbest play call I've ever seen
horrible. In
that situation.
First, and the call on second down was horrible.
Right.
So the clock's running, and this is what pisses me off. But you know what I think of Mike Tomlin as a game manager? I don't think much of him. But if you're a game manager and you're a coach and your guy throws whether you called that second down garbage play or not, that has the clock still running on third down, and you've got guys rushing to the line on third down, you're down three at home. There's a couple options. My thing would be I would just spike the ball. I would set up our kicker, tie the game, and go to overtime.
Go to overtime, take your chances.
I feel like you're playing pretty well. You just drove right down the field on them. You've got some momentum going. I'd like that. The other option is you get to the line really quickly, you throw a fade. And if it doesn't work, you kick the field goal. What you don't do is hurry up to the line, look confused, have one guy run a route.
Into triple coverage.
Into the middle of the field in triple coverage.
With two other guys basically standing there waiting for you to throw the ball.
No, none of the other receivers take off running route. It's just one guy, and it's like, I'll throw to him. And you and not throw it at his feet. You try to, like, complete that pass? No.
That,
you deserve to lose that.
Yeah, you did. And Roethlisberger basically threw his coaching staff under the bus after the game, said the play came in from
and they told
the
him
sideline.
Not to clock it.
And you know what? If I'm him, I ignore him. I clock the damn ball. Or how about this? If you are going to run that stupid play, which I think we all agree, really stupid play. And it was obvious, too, that he wasn't going to spike the ball.
Yeah.
When he took too long to do it. And you could see the Patriots basically knew exactly what was coming. But, okay, let's say they tell you to call that play and run it. You see him triple covered. Throw the ball into the stands.
Yeah, that's it.
Kick the field goal, move on. I mean, that is the one thing you could not do. And so, yeah, I don't feel sorry for him about the ball that wasn't a touchdown, because as the rules written, it was pretty obvious that it wasn't a touchdown. His hand was on top of it.
You know why else I don't feel sorry for him, Fred? What do we talk about with RJ when I was talking about why do the Steelers always lose to the Patriots? Because they always try that stupid zone defense that
yep.
has been proven time and again doesn't work against Tom Brady. So the whole game, they're playing man. And as I expected, Gronkowski was feasting. No surprise, because they don't have anyone to cover him.
Right.
But other than that, they were holding them. It was reasonable. It was a ball game.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you look at the Steelers-Patriots history, there's been a lot of games that weren't much of a game.
Right.
So what do? Late in the fourth quarter, they say, you know what, let's switch it up, guys. Let's show them that zone. And of course, Tom just drives right down the field.
But
candy from a baby.
But you know what? It reminded me a little bit of that Texans game, though, because you got a guy that if your defensive back makes a play, game's over.
Yep.
And he had the ball in his hands, just like the Texans did in that game where they had the interception down there on the five. And
well,
you can't give the guy another chance like that. And when they didn't get that one, you knew damn well they were marching right down the field from there. And then just Gronk and Gronk and Gronk again. And, yeah, so
many similarities to me between the Raiders and the Raiders-Cowboys game last night and that Steelers-Patriots game, because the Cowboys had a chance to put it away on an interception too.
Yeah.
They drop it and it's like, oh, God, they're going to get punished for that. The Raiders, instead of getting out of bounds, and really the Raiders had time. They could have set up another play. They had a couple more chances at the end zone. Instead, Derek Carr decided he wanted to get it all on one play, even after he'd gotten the first down.
Yeah.
All you got to do is step out of bounds. You got first and goal from like the three. Instead, you try to reach out like Superman,
mm-hmm.
lose the ball, and that's what you get when you try to be the hero. Derek Carr and Ben Roethlisberger learned that lesson yesterday. Take care of the football when you're around the end zone. Take care of the football. Worst case scenario, you've got a field goal kicker who's going to tie the game and you go to overtime at home in both cases.
And take your chances.
And in both cases, the quarterback tried to do more than they should have and cost him the game.
They both panicked, basically. I mean, those were panic moves.
And both of those quarterbacks were involved in the last couple minutes of their games in what I think are like the two worst rules in the NFL. That catch rule is horrible.
Oh, yeah.
That fumble out of the end zone to be a touchback for the other team is horrible, too.
Yeah.
They've got to change both those rules. And I know there's people around here are probably happy because it's the Cowboys. You know, there's Cowboys fans here, and they're glad they won, which that's fine.
I was glad they won because I had Cowboys minus two.
Right, but the rule itself is still stupid.
Yeah.
So that's something that's got to change in my both those rules. They've got to fix those. They've got to fix them. And I'm with everyone who says that should be a catch. It should be, but the way the rule is written, it's not.
No.
And that's what's got to change.
And both games were decided, or towards the end, were decided by two mistakes. From one by the Patriots by not pushing Juju out of bounds, and the other one with the Cowboys passing interference on Michael Crabtree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the craziest part of that Raiders game, Michael Crabtree on that last play wasn't on the field
Because the ref sent him off for the last play of the game.
Was it? Did he hit his head? It looked like he hit his head, didn't
they
it?
They said that he thought the ref thought he hit his head on the pass interference play.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
But that was two plays before. They let him go out there and play two more plays, and then they were like, you got to go to concussion protocol.
I thought he...
He goes to concussion protocol, gets cleared, but he couldn't play the last play of the game, and they end up turning it over and losing the game.
I thought they pulled him right after that PI.
No.
They did
it? He was out there for two plays. And then they pulled him on the very last, on third down, they pulled him off the field, which, again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but that seems kind of iffy to me.
Yeah. Certainly questionable.
Definitely. All right. Guys, Christmas is right around the corner. Let's go with a win-win, something that's going to make her feel hot and could heat up your holiday, the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Every Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full-zip front. Imagine getting to open that up on Christmas Day, especially if you're up for the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at Pajamagram.com. You'll save $40. No need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, John Granato, Charlie Pulillo. AJ the Burper Hoffman.
Excuse me. Pardon me, sir.
So was that from your energy drink or from your beer?
I didn't have an energy drink.
Okay, so we know what that was.
Is this an a-hole move? It's my wife's birthday, as you know.
Yes.
And I've got the finish your read. Sorry.
Yeah. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now. SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Lots of great stuff on there today. Including the five worst losses of the O'Brien era. We got our Rockets recap for the week from Paul Muth. That's really good. This weekend posted Courtney Sellers did the five greatest moments of 2017 in Houston sports, which is pretty darn good. So that's on there. And we've got a Daryl Morey piece coming here in the next couple days. And I'm going to give you last-minute gift ideas for the degenerate in your life.
All right.
Hint, Whit Myers is probably on the list.
There you go.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
So... I have the Starbucks app on my phone, which is connected to my wife's Starbucks account.
Okay.
She gets a free drink on her birthday.
Okay.
I used it today. Is that wrong of me?
Well, she
was.
Is
that a bad move?
Was she going to go out and use it?
I think you got like, maybe it's today only. I don't know. I doubt she was going to go out and use it, but.
I'm pretty sure my wife used mine, so.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's an okay move.
That's what I drank. I drank coffee instead of an energy drink today. But my coffee came out like lukewarm and it was like 2 inches underfilled. Oh. I was like, if I was my wife and this was my birthday drink, I'd be pissed off about this right now. But
yeah, she should be pissed over that.
But what am I? I couldn't complain. I got a free coffee. It was just a little bit lukewarm.
Starbucks, man, I'm just not that big a fan because the coffee is either way too hot. Or it's lukewarm. I mean, it's never the right temperature. So most of the time, it's way too hot, and you have to let it cool off.
Yeah.
But, and it's overpriced. Although I found that if I buy their coffee beans and grind them myself, because I'll mix it a little stronger than what they do, it's pretty good.
I buy the cold brew.
Yeah.
And I'll just make protein shakes with cold brew coffee.
That's a good
idea.
And
that way I can get my gains and my shakes all at once.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in or you want to text the show. That's the way to do it. But somebody asked Fred, I know SportsMap just launched, but any consideration for an app in the future? yes, at some point we'll have one, but it is pretty mobile friendly. It's designed to be mobile friendly. And, you know, in fact, I was looking at it, I think 82% of our traffic comes from mobile devices. Wow. So I'm learning all these cool things. But, yeah, we're going to eventually have an app. But in this case, it's, you know, it was designed to work on your phone. And so far, so good. And I want to take a second to just thank everybody for checking out the site and for making suggestions, because it's really taken off. It's been a lot more successful than I ever imagined. And, you know, part of that was we happened to launch it right in front of a World Series run. But we've also had some really good stuff on there, and some people have worked very hard on it. So I want to thank everybody who's been reading Sports Map every day. And we got a lot more cool stuff to come. We finally have a video studio set up, which is going to be great. We're going to have all kinds of cool videos.
I saw that.
Yeah. And basically, we're going to have Jong doing some stuff. We talked about that today. That's pretty exciting. And, you know, eventually I want to get you doing some things on there.
I don't really want to do videos.
Zerline will do some stuff for us. And I'm sure Granado will, and Raheel and people like that. So we'll have all kinds of stuff. Plus, we'll have and I've got a couple other people that you guys aren't familiar with yet that I think you'll like. So I'm really excited about the website, especially now that I've kind of feel like I have it under control. Because the first month, well, really from launch to the first month, I was completely overwhelmed. I was like, what the hell did I get myself into? But I finally have it worked out now, and pretty happy with it. And there's still a lot of little things we need to fix, but once those are done, it's going to be really cool. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. We got Aubrey.
Well, yeah, talk to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Beautiful afternoon. Holiday season. Time of cheer. And it's time to get the house cleaned up. You know, you have a cheerful time and everything's clean. Cleanliness is next to godliness, and this is the holiday season. So, a lot of people plan on this time of year to get the house, the carpet, tile, grout, leather, tapestry. Remember those drapes? If there's a lot of dust at home, could be coming from the tapestry. Wool rugs, those pesky wool rugs. Aren't you tired of sending those out? We can come and do them on site for you right there in the house. Make everything easy. And with the newest technology, friends, you cannot imagine, you know, if you're walking and then there's one limousine company in the whole world, and the only means of transportation is rickshaw or walking. This is the difference. Everyone else is behind us. Let us start in the worst area. Prove our boast. When you add in the fact that we don't leave a soap or chemical residue, it becomes completely impossible. Impossible. Scientifically, physically impossible to match Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free, that's D-I-R-T-F-R-E, 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpets.com on the web. All you got to do is give us a call. We'll come out to the house, start in the worst spot. Make sure you love it. If you do, we do the three rooms for $120. If you don't, for some reason, like it, or you don't, we don't think we can get it as good as it should be, we don't charge you. If you have a new unwrapped toy for tots, we do a fourth room for free. Three rooms, $120, $100 free speed drive for everyone. Now it's the time to call.
All right, that's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate it, man. Have a good Christmas, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to y'all next week.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.